Now in studio, in the stressless, Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial Real Estate. Brian, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Happy spring day out there.
Yeah, looking nice.
At least till what, Wednesday night? Then we're going to be up snowmobiling on Thursday, right? We just talked about that.
He's in here wearing his Tommy Bahama today.
Just... with the snowmobiles hooked to the back of the truck.
Positive thinking, ready for everything.
Hey, you got to be positive. I'm in real estate. So yeah, lots going on in the world right now. First, I got to throw a shout out to the OSU women's basketball team.
Yes.
Elite Eight, that's huge. I didn't do so well in the men's bracket. I was looking good till Thursday, and then I just shredded that thing. We've added a fourth eye.
Yes.
To the three eyes that we've talked about for years, and it's infrastructure. So I'm going to lead with it.
All right.
Why we added it. So we discussed systems development charges at our last time that we spoke on December 4th. Well, Spen City Council unanimously approved an increase in everyone's water bill to help transportation. And I don't think they're done. There's a lot more need in our communities for infrastructure, water, sewer, both in Bend and Redmond. Redmond City's talking about their fee schedules. So we're really taking a look at that. Another note, and we've started to see a couple articles on it, electricity. We have buildings in Bend, zoned industrial, that have been vacant. We go to lease them up. There's not enough electricity to provide them because they've rerouted that electricity short term, but they've rerouted it to big apartment complexes and multifamily complexes. So we're just really watching that going, okay, I hope this isn't a long term problem. So infrastructure is something we're going to start talking about. Keep a close watch on how we'll be asked to pay for the growth and the much needed infrastructure in the community.
And that's effective for all of Central Oregon.
That's everybody. And not just homeowners. That's apartment dwellers, homeowners. I mean, those people that are living in a tent, right? I mean, everyone is getting, we're growing and we have these needs. And if you don't plan ahead, boy, these to try to catch up, it's really expensive.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's our new eyes infrastructure. We'll be keeping an eye on that.
So then we kind of get to the standard three, inventory. Okay. So first quarter of 2024, weather impacted our business. Why not? I shared with you, well, we had 29 days in February. I plowed my driveway 19 days. You know, it used to be fun. Now I'm like, I'm just driving over it. I don't care. I know what that causes grief-wise, but I'm like, I'm just going. We had good activity. We're still high demand for land that's zoned industrial, land that's zoned medical. And there isn't a medical zone designation, but the people that want to build clinical medicals, good demand. However, we have an extremely limited supply of land zoned industrial for sale, either in Bend or Redmond. In fact, this morning I looked, CoStar, LoopNet, Multiple Listing Service of Central Oregon, Crexy, and even a tool called OregonProspector.com. In all of Bend and Redmond, there's one piece of land zoned industrial for sale right now. There are seven others that are on the market. They're all in escrow. One piece of dirt. There hasn't been a piece of dirt in Bend zoned industrial for sale for 2 years. So we're really, you know, the demand is there. The demand is there. What does that do for leasing? If you can't go out and build, you're going to start leasing. So for the first time in years, I'm starting to see positive absorption of industrial inventory. In Bend, we had 22 buildings last night for a total of 122,000 feet vacant. 3+ months ago, we had 30 buildings for lease for about 157,000 feet. So 35,000 feet of positive absorption. The bigger news for me is I'm starting to see positive absorption really, really delicately, and I'm being very careful, but in the office sector, we've seen a few more buildings lease up, a few more square feet. So I'm really paying close attention.
And it's been some time since you've seen this positive absorption.
2019. I mean, COVID was 4 years ago when it started, or actually 4 years and 2 months. Can you believe we're saying that? I remember, 2019, we were seeing good absorption. 2021, the world changed, right? People were told office buildings, you have to go back into work. But we are seeing some increase. By the way, we're also not seeing any new office buildings being built. So, I mean, the absorption's going to take effect. It's going to eat up the inventory. But this is just the start, guys.
All right. So, infrastructure inventory. We're talking to Brian Fratsky here at FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. He's Fratsky Commercial. The next I, inflation.
Yeah, inflation. Everybody wants to talk about what our Fed chairman Powell is going to do, what he's done, what we're thinking he's going to do. He came out last week and said, hey, look, I looked at the PCE, the personal consumer expenditures. That's what people are spending money on. And he said they're in line with Fed expectations. Great. What does that mean? He isn't selling me on lowering interest rates. Now, everybody wants them to be lowered. The stock market this morning, gold's up, and they're like, hey, interest rates are going to go down. All these media sources, interest rates are going to go down. They aren't that high. And the listeners might say, Brian, are you crazy? They're double what they were in February of 2022. Well, they're not at 17%, like my mom and dad paid in 1979 on their house in Salem. They got to 4.5%, the 10-year treasury. So that meant that home loans got, 7, maybe 8%. People are starting to figure out that they're stable. Our investment community is saying, hey, they finally stabilized. So now they're starting to sniff and look and explore and dig into the performance of buildings and saying, can we get them to pencil? However, my greatest personal experience with inflation was on Thursday. I go to buy a 7-ounce bag of beef jerky, $16.99. I could have bought a steak for that. Okay, maybe not at the nicest restaurant in town, but $17 for a bag of beef jerky. I'm blown away. I don't do all the shopping. The food is just crazy.
What the Countess is telling me is that, you know, they've tested the market. The prices have gone up and they are not going to come back down.
Well, you know, maybe this is a great weight loss program for me because I can't afford to eat this stuff. So inflation goes hand in hand with our final topic, interest rates. So again, back in December when you and I spoke about it, the Fed chairman was, you know, looking at the data, and I even said, hey, let's look at the end of Q1 consumer spending. Well, what we need to see is credit card debt, and we also need to see what the savings are of the American people. And rumor has it the savings have never been lower. They're really high during COVID. But when you look at that, here's the positive again. The 10-year treasury got to 4.98% in 2023. That's the highest it got. Now we're flat. We're talking about when are they going to lower the interest rates. And, you know, overall, our belief back in December, and it's still today, is I'm not certain the rates are going to just be lowered 3 times, like the media says. I think the Fed is really paying attention to this because they've said, we don't want to screw this up. We don't want to lower them too quickly and then have to come back to the American people and say, oops, now we raise them. It's kind of like when Kate Brown said, hey, you know, you're all able to go out to eat. And then a couple of months later, oh, nope, everyone has to go back in. He starts to wear the people out. So he doesn't want to get it wrong. Again, I'm going to leave you with 3 positives. Interest rates haven't increased. They've stabilized. It looks like there might be a reduction, but even if there's not, it's not super high. Vacant office space is beginning to see some positive absorption, and the vacant industrial space in the industrial market, Bend, all over Central Oregon, it is in demand. So people are adding space and adding people.
You know, we were talking on the way in about how now we're seeing a lot of things come up out of the ground.
Yeah.
But that activity was all done years ago.
Yep. If you look at, for example, the development of Costco, the North Gateway project of Powell Development, he's been working on that for 9 years. And so when everyone's like, wow, Brian, the Costco's coming out of the ground, it's going to be ready in August. I'm like, if you ask some of my clients, they say, hey, when do you think Costco's coming? I'm like, I would say when you see a backhoe on the ground digging a trench for the sewer, that's when it's done. And you know that backhoe? I actually have a guy next door who sent me a photo. It didn't happen until like October of last year. So my, how quickly they can be built. But don't be misled. It was 8-9 years. You know, he had to help pay for the cement roundabouts on Highway 20. All the infrastructure. It's a long time coming to before you see these buildings pop up.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Brian Fratsky with Fratsky Commercial. How do folks get a hold of you?
If you like, you can give us a call on our cell phone. It's 541-480-2526, and we will get you routed to anyone at our firm.
And online?
And online, just go into Google and type Fratsky, F-R-A-T-Z as in zebra, K-E, commercial, and it will pop up.
You gotcha. Brian Fratsky, Great to see you again.
Thanks, Frank.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.